Dr. Colin Saldana joins us. Nice to see you, sir.
Thank you very much.
When I read an account which cited you in great depth about art therapy, I found myself thinking, okay, so what's new in all of this? So is there actually, you know, clinical research that is establishing just how helpful art therapy can be?
Yes, I think there's a great body of evidence that demonstrates that art therapy plays an integral part in the recovery process and the management of patients with depression and anxiety disorder. I think Britain has been leading the way on this initiative, and we here in Canada began to realize that it's something that we need to incorporate in the management of anxiety and depression. And I think we as physicians only too often make the diagnosis and then reach out for our pen and our prescription pad to write a prescription for an antidepressant or an anxiolytic. And I think many of my colleagues are beginning to realize that this new concept, reasonably new concept called social prescribing, where if a patient comes in with anxiety, depression, overwhelmed, having all the features of, you know, maybe insomnia, lack of appetite, being an introvert, trying to remain at home, not integrating, you begin to ask yourself the question, yes, there is a hormonal imbalance in terms of deficiencies in endorphins and things of that sort, but what else can we do? And I think I began to realize more and more in my practice that if I gave somebody a structure to follow in their day-to-day routine, get up at a certain time, get out to the gym, do a jog, find out what excites you in life. Because if I as a physician do not take part in developing that plan, the roadmap for that patient, other than just signing a prescription, there's no motivation to doing anything. So it became more greater awareness for me when I began to realize that when I introduced some of my patients to the social art therapy, there was a sense of excitement that I can do something and people are beginning to appreciate it. And now I can tell my story. And so we've had worked very closely with the Mississauga Arts Council, who have laid a lot of emphasis on the whole role of art therapy, now working with physicians. And so we began to see some great pieces of art being produced by women primarily. We're hoping to expand this to men. Newcomers, depressed patients, students, and they put their art together and we begin to see the integration. Now, what does this integration look like? It's really an integration of medication, physical interaction, art therapy and collaboration, and then demonstrating that work. And we begin to see the research has shown that endorphins, catecholamines, they play a significant role in the area of depression, and there's realignment of some of these hormones and produces great results at the end of the day.
Okay, then here may be an oddball question, but do you have to be good at it, or is the mere act of creating some form of art helpful enough?
You raise an interesting point. You've just got to be creative, you know. Take your color pencils, take your paints, take your crayons, do something, express yourself. But you know what art is. Art is, the beauty lies in the artist and what he produces on canvas. It could be anything. He's expressing his feelings, whether the dark side of it or the optimistic side of it, whether it be something where he wants to see himself positioned. So no, you've got to, you can be a novice at it. You could have never have used nothing, but the creativity comes out and the sharing of it. And you know, art is something that, I mean, I don't have to be a Michelangelo or something to put up an artist, but I could just do something, a tree, what's in my backyard, what do I plan to do out in the summer, the waterfall. So yeah, we've seen people come up with some simple things, but nevertheless, there's an ownership to it and there's a sense of pride to it and a sense of accomplishment. And when you have these art exhibitions and they put up their artwork, you should see the joy with which they try to express themselves. And at the end of the day, managing mental health is encouraging, stroking, engaging people in activities that bring them a certain measure of joy and accomplishment. I'll give you a simple example. Other than art, I had a patient the other day, university student, overweight now, bipolar, He was strong, muscular. He had great grades. All of it slipped through. And he came and he said to me, you know, when I come and talk to you, you motivate me. And it struck me, maybe we need for these young students, for instance, we need to bring them together and have some motivational speakers telling them about how great they can be, the promise that they possess, and what they can accomplish. Because unfortunately, in mental health, we don't lay a lot of emphasis on these kinds of aspects other than the prescription piece. So art therapy, recreational therapy, integrating all of it. And I think cities can play a great role in getting their parks and rec departments involved in this. We don't want to put a price tag to their participation. But can you imagine if we had dance classes, music classes, gym activities, and get some of our mental health patients, sprinkle them in between different things? We're starting a drum group now at the Mississauga Arts Council. And just creating music, bringing these people together, sharing of ideas, sharing of their stories, and then producing something collectively. And it's empowering them that I can do something. I don't have to be a somebody to do something. I can do it.
Okay, and we're talking about people who may be in crisis with anxiety, depression, that sort of thing. But, I mean, would you prescribe that pretty well everybody should break out the colored pencils or the clarinet and have a go at it?
No, I think there's a spectrum. It's the early people that we pick up, the severe. And I don't want to leave the impression to your listeners that medication plays no role. It's not an either-or scenario. It is both at times that is necessary, because I don't want to leave that impression. People think, oh, why we go for art therapy? I go for music and I'll be all okay. No, it's the integration of the pharmacological and the non-pharmacological aspect of medicine. And when you talk about people in crisis, they have a different criteria, different set of rules, different guidelines to manage them. Because we know they are imminent imminent danger of falling through the cracks.
It's funny, in preparing for this interview, I'm remembering an interview I heard with Rosemary Clooney, the jazz singer. And yes. When she was institutionalized, they said, paint an image of something that makes you happy. And she said, I painted a great big blue pill.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that's interesting. So that's true. There are people that, you know, you come up with, and I often ask them, do you feel happy or do you feel sad? A simple question like that evokes an interesting response. Sometimes they'll think about it. Sometimes they'll be quick and say, you know, yeah, I am sad. Or after a great presentation, I go up to them, I talk to them. How are you feeling today? I feel good. Why do you feel good? Well, look at this painting. People are telling me they like the colors in it. They like the medium here. They like the work that I've put together. So we need to stroke. And I think, you know, managing mental health, we need to make time. All of us need to make time for those who have mental illness. A patient hearing, a good motivational statement, just keep them engaged, show that they're valued. And I think to some extent, there is some sense of, we talk about the stigma associated with it, and I know Western University is doing a lot about it. But if each one of us can only recognize in our own families and our own circle of friends what anxiety and depression do to individuals, it doesn't cost us much to do this. So society is being engaged in it. Talk Bell is doing a phenomenal job. Now the Mississauga Arts Council here in Mississauga has taken a leadership role in doing this, and they've had a huge gala raising funds for it. So much is being done.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you.
All the best. Take care, John. Have a good one.